We're on your test of the day. I just want to go back till we get to the flow. So we're going to go back just to Boimene Abayime Rabba, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 lines from the bottom. So Boimene Abayime Rabba, Kvaro Biregel. Okay, someone has a mace and they bury him on Yontif. The mace takes place on Yontif. They bury him on the holiday. Right, so there's no Shiva till after the Yontif, after the holiday. But there's regel olol minyan shloshim or ain regel olol minyan shloshim. There's the days, and the regel count towards the 30. So if we die on, you know, 7th day of Pesach, is there one day? There's only 29 days afterwards, or not. So, right, ain regel olol minyan shloshim. So the right way Gemara says, the minyan shiva lo kami boyle, when it comes to Shiva, I'm not asking that question. I know for sure it doesn't count for the minyan of Shiva. Delo nahaga mitzvah shiva regel. Because the isurim of Shiva are not knowing on regel. So things that you would do as someone sitting Shiva, you would never do on Yontif. Ki kami boyle, but my topic is only regarding the minyan shloshim. There are certain minhagim that are done during shloshim, which take place during the yontif, like not like to launder or washing your hair. All those things they're equal on regal and on the velus on the shloshim. So Amrle, so Rabbi responds, Eino ole, doesn't count. You'd have to start to count fresh. Right, you have the 7 days afterwards, and then from 7 days going forward, you have the 30 days, you know, to keep 30. So to Shiva counts for the 30, but you have the regular count. You don't have to put in count at all. So Ace Face, and now Abaye asks on Rabba, wait a second, you're telling me now that if there's a burial on Yontif or during Pesach, then it doesn't count. The rest of the days of the holiday do not count towards Shloshim. So Esvei Hakover Es Meso Shnei Yom Kodem Aregel. Right. So someone buries the mace 2 days before Yontif. Okay. So according to the price here, not what we do. In this situation, Yontif does not break up the Shiva because they say you need 3 days. I don't think that's not the way we're Nohaik. But Esvei Kover Es Meso Shnei Yom Kodem Aregel Mone Chamisha Yomim Achar Regel. You count 5 days after the regel to complete the Shiva. Okay, so basically the regel holds it in abeyance and you continue afterwards. But, and on Yontif, I guess, this is after Yontif. So Melachto, the 5 days after Yontif, Melachto Nasis Aydei Acherim, others can do Melacha for him, not like other Avelim, in other words, it's a push down Avelus, because you had these 5 days on Yontif, that just wasn't Nohag, certain Nuhugim, and you continue with it afterwards. So others can do Malacha for him, whereas normally someone who's in Shiva, others may not do Malacha for him. But Malacha Nasas Adei Acherim, the Avada Veshivchosav, you know, his maidservants and his manservants, Osin Lo Betzinim Besoch Beso, they can do Malacha for him in his house. Nevertheless, he himself cannot do Malacha during these days that he's completing his Shiva. The reason why they were Makel here by others doing it because he already was mevatel for Malacha during Yontif for 5 days. So how many days off can he have? Let others do work for him. He says, the Ein Rabim is asking Bo. During those 5 days that he's catching up for the Shiva that he was on Yontif, during those days, he's knowing certain Nihugim, but others don't have to come to be Menachem Avolhim. Because they were already Menachem Avolhim, right? Shekfarnes Asku Bo Beregel. They were already Menachem Avolhim on Yontif. So, I mean, there is a Gemara in Sukkah, if I recall correctly, talked about the Chassidei Yerushalayim, they used to walk around with their lulavim on all Yontif, and they would come to, and they would be Menachem Avel. So what Nichum Avelim would they do on Yontif? So maybe this is a similar idea. Talking about a certain person who didn't have 3 days before Yontif, only 2 days, and therefore they have Nichum Avelim. Yontif doesn't upset, according to the Shita, Yontif doesn't upset the entire Shiva. Okay, Klal Shadavar. Just make a rule. Kol shel mushim evel. If it's something that's hilchas avelus, regal mefsiko. You don't do it. Regal stops it. Kol shel mushim iskei rabim. But things about the rabim, ain regal stop. Regal doesn't stop. So what does that mean? Kol shel mushim regal atzmo. Rashi says, kol shel mushim evel regal mefsiko. Tzarech lahashlim achar regal. You have to complete it. Kevan dechiyasha shnei yomim they regal. Tzarech lahashlim lahu yeshiv chamish yomim achar regal. Right. If it's something midin avelus, then regal doesn't stop it. You have to continue it afterwards. Kol shem mishem iskei rabim. What others do for him, like tanchumim and people doing melacha for him, that they don't have to do after the yontif. There's a sort of the split there's a split avelus according to the shita if it's only 2 days before the regular, you have to continue it afterwards. Okay, but and then the brisa continues. Right, kvaro shloshi yom meso paregel. So there's a kvura 3 days. Let's say 3 days before Yontif is over. So mona shiva achar regel. So it's 3 days. So the shiva only starts after Yontif because, like we said, if you have a burial on Yontif, Yontif does not count for the shiva. Arba yomim arishonim. So, but the problem is, again, though, it's 3 days before Yontif. So there were 3 days of some sort of nihugi avelin. So avelus. So the 7 days afterwards are going to be split as well. Arba yomim arishonim. The first day, 4 days where he's knowing his avelus, Rabim is asking, Bo, that's when they come to do nichum avelim. Shlosh yomim achronim. The last 3 days, they don't have to do nichum avelim. Ain Rabim is asking, Bo, shekvar nisasku beregel, because they already did 3 days on Yontif. And the 4 days after Yontif, right, beregel olalo. And the regel counts for him, right? It seems to be here, regel counts for him for the shloshim, because it's mitzvah for the shiva, because we just said it doesn't count for the shiva, because you have 7 days afterwards. But regel olim lo, to what? For the shloshim. That's a kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah said, if someone's niftar and the kfur is on yontif, then the regel does not count. The yontif does not count for the shloshim. So what's going on? So Gemara says, my lava seifa. Is this not discussing the case of the seifa? The seifa is talking about where you buried somebody on yontif, and you don't start the shiva till after Yontif. Nevertheless, it says that the regel counts for him for the shloshim. That's a kashan rabba. Where it says, no, a resha. It's talking about the first case in the brisa. The first case of the brisa was that they buried him 2 days before Yontif, where he already started to be already started the nihugim avelus of shiva. So then the shiva. So that's what they say that it all corresponds together, and in that situation, the Yontif would count for the Shloshim as well. Meaning, if you, according to this, if you would have the Kfura prior to Yontif, at least 2 days prior to Yontif, and you started counting the Nihugei Avelus, then Yontif would count also for the Shloshim, would count the date. But the second part of the Brisa says, if you didn't start before Yontif, then Yontif would not count for the Shloshim. So Esvei, so Bai is going to ask another question in Rabbah. Okay, again, Rabbah said that if there's a burial during Yontif, during the holiday, that was the rest of the days of the holiday do not count to the minyan of Shloshim. Esvei, regel olalo the minyan Shloshim. Price says, regel counts for counting the Shloshim. Okay, so let's see what the case is. Again, because Rabbah's specific case was only if the burial took place during the regel. So Ketzai, what's the case? Kvaro betchilas haregel, if you buried him at the beginning of regel, or before regel, right? Well, how do you translate that? Kvaro betchilas haregel, on regel. Mona shiva acharegel. So you have to count to 7 days after Yontif. But it's a lesser level of avelus, like we said, because you already had the 7 days during Yontif. And therefore, melachto nasas al dei acherim, others can do melacha for him. V'avada v'shifasa osam et sinu tach veso. They ain't Rabbis asking bo. Right? Everyone, he could do melacha on his behalf. And the people don't have to come to b'menachem avol him, because they were coming to b'menachem him on the holiday. Shekvar nis asking bo beregel. The Rabbim already dealt with him on the regel. V'regel olalo. And regel counts for the minyan shloshim. Clear brisa that says you had a burial that took place on regel. Regel counts for the shloshim. So the Gemara says tiyufta. I mean, that's a pircha to Rabbah, that this brisa is clear that even if you didn't start the nihugei avelus before the regel and the nihugei avelus the burial only took place on the regel, nevertheless the remaining days of the regel will count towards the shloshim. That's a kasha on Rabbah. Now the Gemara brings Pesach. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he brought with him a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Afilu kvar beregel, even if you buried the burial took place on regel and kol shekein if it took place before the regel, that the v'chein ori le Rabbi Lezner Rabbi Pedas Berei, afilu kvar beregel." So the Gemara seems to paskin that if you had that the shiv the shloshim the regel counts for shloshim. Right, so it even started beforehand, and even the burial took place on the regel, which certainly Yuge of Shiva only to take place afterwards. Nevertheless, it's the regel, according to this, would still count, however remaining days are left in the regel, would count towards the Shloshim. Tana Rabban, again, for Psak, you got to look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, you're not going to pass them straight out of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, what about the following case? Kiyim Kfiyas Hamita Shlosha Yomim Kodim HaRegel. If the person did kriyas hamita, which is right upturning, overturning the bed, turning the bed upside down, again, something that we don't necessarily do, so if he did, I guess he did the nihugei avelus for 3 days before the Yontif, posa achar regel. Then he's done. The regel uproots the avelus, and doesn't have to do any of it after the regel. This again is something that's private. And before we said some private stuff, he would still continue after regel. But if he did this for 3 days beforehand, 3 days is enough. Again, it seems to be that there are gradations. There's day one, there's 3 days, there's 7 days, all these things are different gradations. So if he did something for 3 days, then regel takes care of everything. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. That's the words of Rabbi Lezer. Chachamim omrim, chachamim say, afilu yom echad, even if you only did niyug avelus for 1 day, afilu shah achas, even for one hour, you know, a small amount of time, which is what we do, right? Amar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, hein hein divrei Shammai, hein divrei Hillel. It's actually machlokes Shammai beis Hillel, shevei Shammai omrim shlosha yomim. In order for the yontif, the regel to uproot shiva, you need to have at least sat shiva for at least 3 days. And beis Hillel omrim afilu yom echad, even for 1 day. And since we pass the mixas yom kakulo, so it would be a small amount of time, that 1 day, you know, someone died, so that's what we have. If there's something that takes place and the kavur takes place, erev yontif, and the person sits momentarily, we say there's no more shiva. Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav Chibar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, V'amrila, Amr Luhu Rav Yochanan, Lirav Chibar Abba, Luhu Rav Huna. Okay, afilu yom echad, afilu shah achas, even 1 moment. Rabba Amr Halacha Kitana Didon, the Halacha is like our Tana, I guess, which is Rabbi Elezer in the Brisa, right? Who says, well, I'm sure, what is Tana Didon? The Amr Shlosha, whoever the Tana was, that says Shlosha, you need 3. But less than 3 days, then the regal doesn't completely stop the Avelis. Again, it's like, and then we'll go to the other Brisa, which means after Yontif, then you still have Nihugi Avelis, but the Rabbim don't have to deal, you don't have to be Menachemim. Ravina Ikla Lusur de Paras. Ravina got to the city of Sura that sits on the river, on the Paras. Amalei Rav Chaviva, the Ravina, Hilcha Samai, what's the halacha? Amalei, afilu yom echad, afilu shalachas. That's what we do. Even 1 day, even 1 moment, that upsets, if you sat Shiva for that amount of time before the regel, that upsets, or the Yontif, that upsets the entire Shiva, and you're done. Okay. Yosef Rab Chia, okay, Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzhak Nachla. Akila de Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar. So these three, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Ami, and Rav Yitzhak Nafka, are sitting by, like, I think, at the opening of the house of Rav Yitzhak ben Elazar, Nafka Milsa ben Ayu, and they're discussing Minayin la'vein l'shiva. Maybe something that we should have talked about in the beforehand. How do we know that Shiva is actually Shiva? Why is it not Shisha? Why is Shiva? Why do you sit? Why have these nihugei avelos for 7 days? What's considered the 7 days? Diksiv, because this is talking about the Churban Aretz in for Amos. It says v'hafachti chageichem le'evel. I will turn your holidays into mourning. So what are holidays? Holidays are 7 days. Well, assuming you're talking about Pesach and Sukkot. Holidays are 7 days. Rafati chageichem le'evel ma'chag shiva. Just like a holiday is 7 days. Af avelos shiva. So too avelos will be 7 days. Gemara says, okay, ve'imatzeres. Maybe the comparison is to Shavuos, which is only 1 day, right? Ve'ematzeres v'chad yoma. Rav says, no. Hahu, the comparison to Shavuos is needed for another halacha. Hahu mibayi leilicha the Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish taught us, the Amar Reish Lakish, remember Yulin Nesiyah, minayin l'shmua rechoka she'en lo hegas el yom echad. If I have this concept called shmua rechoka, which is not so common nowadays because of telephones, but after the war, World War II, shmua rechoka, you only found out much later. We'll see how much later means. You only find out later that someone passed, that someone died, how much shiva do you have to sit? Right, shiva means 7, but the new game shiva for how long? Shmur rechoka she'enu hegas el yom echad, dechse v'hafachti chageichem le'evel, because it says chageichem le'evel, v'ashachan atzeres, ikri yichad yom echag. And we have a holiday of atzeres that is 1. So, okay, so I think it backed into it, right? The Gemara assumes that the comparison to Chag HaSeichem is typically 7, except when it comes to Shmur HaChoka, and then we're going to compare it to Shavuos, which is only 1 day. So Tana Rabbanan, Shmur Krova. So we have a Shmur Krova. Again, we haven't defined what that is yet. Shmur Krova, Shmur, it's going to be 30 days. So Shmur Krova is Nohegesh Shiva Ushloshim. It's going to have the full 7 days and a full 30 days. Shmur Rechoka, but if you only got wind of of somebody passing away at a Shmur Rechoka, which is after 30 days, then Eina Noheges Elo Yom Echad. Then you only have 1 day of Avelus, of Nihugei Avelus, the day that you heard. So Ezi Krova, Ezi Rechoka. What's the definition of a Shmur Krova? What's the definition of a Shmur Rechoka? Krova Besoch Shloshim. That's within 30 days of the Misa. Rechoka, it's the Achar Shloshim. It's after 30 days. After 30 days after the Misa. David Rebbe Kiva. That's what Rebbe Kiva says. The Chachamim say no. There's no distinction between Rechoka and Krova. Achashmur Krova. Beachashmur Rechoka. No Hega Shiva Shloshim. Whether you heard it within 30 days or after 30 days, full Shiva, full Shloshim. Who are you focusing on? You focus on the Mace. You focus on the person who heard it. The person focused on who heard it. That's the moment that he has the terrible news. That's so he has to sit for the full 7 and full 30. Focusing on when the mace passes away, after 30 days, it's no longer considered, it's a Shmuel Berchoka, and we have a different set of rules. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokom, every place in Shas, Shata Motse Yochin Mekil Rabbi Machmirim, Halacha Kerabim. Basically, Machlokas Yachuv Rabim, passing like the Rabim. Except, Chutz Itzo, this Machlokas Bar Shmuel Rechoka, Sha'afapish Rabbi Kiva Mekil, even though Rabbi Kiva is a Yachid and he's Mekil, and he says, but Shmuel Rechoka is only available for one day, but Chachamim Machmirim, and the Chachamim Machmir, so that Shmuel Rechoka, you still have 7 and 30, Halach Rabbi Kiva. The Halach still follows like Rabbi Kiva, who's the Mekil and the Yachid. Why? Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel has reported to us, Halach and Kedibraham Mekil Be'evel. When it comes to Hilchas Avelos, we typically paskin like the Mekil. Whether it's a Rabbim or a Yachid, we're going to paskin like the Mekil, so in this case, we'll paskin like Rabbi Kiva.
I read something. Why does he even have to say? There's a rule. If there are bottom, after there are bottom, you go lekula, right? But also
right. So that's the Tosos is proof that why he says that it's the name
derban. Why does he call halacha on the avelos who go according to the maker? It's a standard rule in
right. So the question is, that's I'm saying Tosos throughout where he says that you. Proves one of Tosos's proofs that Hilchas Avelos is the Rabbanon is from this item.
No, he's asking, what do you need to rule Hilchas Mekel by
Avelos?
Mekel by Avelos or Rabbanon?
Right. So who's where do you make it?
That's what he's
asking. Because what if you say that Avelos is a Deraisa? That you don't
have. That's what it is. Just to say that it's Avelos.
Maybe. I mean, you have to figure out why according to that Shita, why you according to the one who holds that Avelos is Deraisa, why do you have to? Why are you passing like the Mekel? Is it Suffolk the Rabban Lakula? Is it really a Suffolk? Is it if you have machlokas and psak? Is that according to Tosos it is, but according to others, is that really? I went to South Shore on Shabbos. Rabbi Rice gave a devar halacha after davening. So he talked about something, and it was he said, oh, Suffolk the Rabban go to Lakula. It was a Suffolk and psak. One person paskin A, one person. I said, is that really a Suffolk? So he said, yeah, it's same machlokas here by Avelos. Where they have is a Suffolk mean you just don't know what happened? Did I make the bracha? Did I not make the bracha? So then we go to Kula. Or does Suffolk also mean if one person paskins A, one person paskins B, we don't know how to paskin, so we're going to paskin like the Kula one when it comes to Hilchas brachas. So is that considered so to by Avelos? Is that we have a different machlokas and psak? Oh, I don't know. Okay. Fine. Rav Chanina also lay Shmua de Avu and Bechuzoi. So Rav Chanina heard that I guess that his Shmua Rechoka that his father passed away. Also the Kamid Rav Chizda became for Rav Chizda and asked him, you know, what should he do? So Amar Leir Rav Chizda says back to him, Shmua Rechoka Eino Hegas El Yom Echad. One day. Rav Nassim Rami also lay Shmua de Eimam Bechuzoi. He heard that his mother passed away. So also the Kamid Rava Amar Leir Hare Amru Shmua Rechoka Eino Hegas El Yom Echad Bavad. One day. Esve. So they asked, "B'med dvar mamurim?" When did they were asking on to Rava? We have another brisa that says, "B'med dvar mamurim?" That Shmuel Rechoka is only one day. That's b'chamisha meisei mitzvah. That's what the five other krovim that you would sit shiva for will be your brother, your unmarried sister, your son, your daughter, and your wife. Aval al aviv al imo, but for your mother or your father, shiva v'shloshim. Even a Shmuel Rechoka would be 7 and 30. So what's going on? These cases that we just brought in with the father and the mother. Why did you say, you know, that's how a regular Shmuel Rechoka one day? Doesn't the Brisa say that it's for father and mother, you don't even Shmuel Rechoka would be the 7 and 30? So Amar Leih says, you're right, that's what that Brisa says. But Yechidohi, that is only a Shita of a Yachid, and it's a Shita of a Yachid that is Machmir. So that's why we're not going to pass it like that. It's a Shvita the Yechida, below Svi Lanka Vasei. And we don't pass it like that Yachid. We pass it like Rabbi Kiva, who is Mekil. The Tanya, how do I know it's a Yachid? Because this is the Braisa. Maise Umeis Aviv Shel Rabbi Tzadok Beginzak. So Rabbi Tzadok's father died in Ginzak. Behodi Uhu, they told Rabbi Tzadok, Achar Shalosh Shanim. 3 years later, he found out about it. Uva Vishal Estelisha Ben Avuya. They came to ask Alisha Ben Avuya. Is that... Is that Acher? Is that Elisha ben Avuya? I don't know. He has a note here.
Elisha
ben Avuya? What?
There's another Elisha ben Avuya.
That's what he says. He says in the note. He says, that he quotes somebody else. He quotes here.
Yeah, you know why? Because he lives too long.
I don't believe
that.
That
means he would.
He's
Rabbi Meir's Rebbe, and Rabbi Tzaddik lived during the time of the
much before, Rebbe. Right? He fasted for 40 days. Right, so
that's why they have a problem.
Is that him? Okay. So Shalas so Elisha Beravua Uzakenim Sheimo, and the Zakenim that were with him. The Amrlo Nihuk Shiva Veshloshim. Elisha Beravua said 33. Ukeshemez Benosh Rabachia Bagola, and Rabachia heard that his, I guess, son died. Yashiva Lashiva Veshloshim. He also sat 37. So they're proving that Elisha ben Avua said after 3 years, right, for the father, you still do 37 and 30. So it's only Elisha ben Avua shita, and also Bichia, who says that even for a son, you do 37 and 30. I don't know why is that a yachid. It says Elisha ben Avua uzakenim sheimo. Wasn't just individual. A lot of people with him. Why is it considered a yachid? Okay, fine. So Gemara says, Eni, is it true? What's true? Is it true that Rabbi Yechia was no way avelus for Shmuel Rechoka 37? Because Rabbi Yechia said, when he heard that his son died, that he sat 37, even for Shmuel Rechoka. So now we're going to ask Rabbi Yechia, how are you reporting that he said 37 for Shmuel Rechoka? We have another Bryce, we have another statement of Rabbi Yechia. The problem is that one is Rabbi Achia and one is Rabbi Yechia. So the Gemara is going to assume up till the end that Rav Achia and Rav Chia are the same person. And then they're going to answer, oh, two different people. But, so Eini, right, the Gemara says, V'ha Rav Barachua de Rabbi, Rav, who is the son of the sister of Rav Chia, to who a Bar Achate de Rav Chia, and Rav was also the son of the brother of Rav Chia. Okay, so he's his nephew on both sides. They're step siblings, but they're each a half-sibling to Rabbi Chia, and they married each other. And then they had a child. So this is Rabbi Chia's nephew, I guess, right? Rav barachud Rabbi Chia to barachati Rabbi Chia, ki salik lahasam. So I guess when he went to Bavel, Amr Lei, he asked Rabbi Chia, his father, right? Rav asked Rabbi Chia, his uncle, Abakayam, is my father alive? Right? Is my father alive or not? So he responded, Amalei, Rav says to Rabbi Chia, Ima Kayemis, ask about your mother, is your mother alive? So Amalei, okay, fine, Ima Kayemis, is my mother alive? Amalei, you know, Abba Kayem. So he saw that he's, you know, giving him the, he's going around about, sorry?
Giving bad news.
So Amalei, he hears now, it's a Shmur Rechoka, the Rabbi Chia is hearing a Shmur Rechoka about his parents, and that they were passed away. So Amrlei Lashami, he says to Hashamish, number one, Chalotzi min alai, right? Take off my shoes for me. V'holich acharai keli lebeis hamerchatz, and then follow me to the beis hamerchatz. Okay? So he takes off his shoes, and then goes, right after that, he walks to the beis hamerchatz to get clean, to wash. So he was done, basically. So Shmamina plus. You see three things from here. Number one, Shmamina Avil Asabin the Sandal. You're not allowed to wear shoes when you're in a Velas. That's number one. Shu Shmamina Shmurchoka in Nohegasal Yomechad. Shmam here also the Shmurchoka was going to be one day. Because after today he was done. And Shmamina mixes Yom Kikulo. You see that mixes Yom Kikulo because he said, okay, take my shoes off. I'm done. Let's go to the bathhouse. So one day, mixes Yom Kikulo, no shoes. But you see, Rabbi Chia held Shmurchoka one day. So Gemara says, oh yeah, Rabbi Chia lichud, Rabbi Achia lichud. Different people. One's Rabbi Chia, one's Rabbi Achia, like we said, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rabbi Chia. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Shama Shmua Krova, Biregel. Okay, so let's see you hear about that one of your family members passes away on Yontif, where there is no Nihugim Avelus. Ulumotzi Haregel Nasas Rechoka. Oh, interesting. So on this last day of Cholamoid, it's a Shmua Krova. Once Yontif is over, it's a Shmua Rechoka. So you heard about it as a Shmua Krova, but your Nihugei Avelus would only start, it'd be a Shmua, sorry, you heard about it as a Shmua Krova, and when the Nihugei Avelus would start, it would be a Shmua Rechoka, right? The time flips over. So what's the story? So Shomer Shmua Krova, the Motzei Regel, Nasa Rechoka, so Ole Lo, the Eino Noeg Elo Yom Echad. So we'll say that the Regel doesn't, I guess the Regel, that where Avelus doesn't count there, so therefore he's only knowing one day afterwards. Yom Echad will view it as a Shmur Rechoka, and therefore he'll only do one day. Tani Rav Ada Demin Kesari Kamei De Rabbi Yochanan Shama Shmur Krova B'Shabbos Again, so he hears it on Shabbos, it's a Shmuel Krova, Ulamotzi Shabbos Nasei Rechoka, and after Shabbos it becomes a Shmuel Rechoka, okay, like I guess that was day 30 itself, Eina Noeg El Yom Echad. Again, you start counting from when he's able to do Nihugei Avelis, which would be after Shabbos, and therefore it's a Shmuel Rechoka, and therefore it's only one day. Right? So then the Gemara says, okay, let's say you hear a Shmuel Rechoka, Korea, oh, Eina Korea. Well, first of all, out of the blue, about tearing, about renting your garments for an avel. Assume halacha is you have to rent your garments when you tear your garments when you're an avel. If you hear Shmuel Rechoka, do you have to do that, right? Or do you say that Shmuel that kriya is only done when you're actually knowing the regular avelus, the seven days? So Rav Mani says if you hear a Shmuel Rechoka, ain't no kriya. You don't do kriya. Rav Chanina Amar Korea, you do kriya. So Amar Le Rav Mani, who says that you do not do kriya, Le Rabbi Chanina, who says that you do kriya, Bishlam Amadidid Aminaino Korea, makes sense according to me why I say that you don't do kriya. Hainu, what's the reason why? Dilo Ika Avelu Shiva, because there is no Shiva. See, there's this correspondence between kriya and Shiva that they're assuming. And if there's no Avelu Shiva, then the kriya of kriya only applies if you're doing Shiva. And we're not doing Shiva here, we're just doing one day. And we're only doing one small amount of the day because mix is a Yom Kikulo. So El Lidach, the Amar, according to you, who says that if you hear Shmuel Rechoka, Korea, that you do Kriya, so Kriya below Shiva Meika. Do we have a halacha where you do Kriya without Shiva? It says, this Mari answers, Velo? Really? We don't do that? We only do Kriya if there's Shiva? What about the following case? Vaha Tani, right? Tani Isei Avua de Rabbi Zera. V'amala achua de Rabbi Zera, kamei de Rabbi Zera. The Isi says before Rabbi Zera, mi she'ein lo chaluk l'krova. Someone who has was supposed to say Shiva, and he doesn't have a cloak to tear. He doesn't have one. One of the cases, I guess maybe all, he quotes over here, that maybe all everything that he's wearing is borrowed. He's wearing clothing, obviously, but what he's wearing is borrowed clothing. V'nizdamin lo betoch Shiva. And now he gets, you know, comes back from the dry cleaner, his shirt comes back during the middle of Shiva. Korea, does he, Korea, right? He does Kriya. So he's doing Kriya even though it's less than Shiva, right? Because in the middle of Shiva. La'achar Shiva, if the shirt comes back to him after Shiva is over, ain't no Korea. That's because that's not the Zman. But meaning any time you have a Nihug of Shiva, you can do Kriya. Right? So, but Ani Rav Zeira Basrei, Rav Zeira says to him, Bamed Rema Murma, what's the difference? No. When is that? When do I say that we don't do Kriya? Sorry, but medrama murim, this brice that says that you don't do kriya after the shiva, that would be b'chamisha meisei mitzvah. That would only be if the five other, right, the five others. Aval aviv v'al imo korei v'holech. But aviv imo, whenever he would get the shirt, you would do kriya. I mean, there's a separate, independent mitzvah of kriya that would need to be done even after shiva. So you see from here, yeah, we do have a case of kriya without shiva. So Gemara says, no, kitanahi, more answers. That's not Medina Velus. When it comes to the Aviv and Imo tearing Kriya after Shiva, that's not because of a din of Velus. That's Lichvod Aviv Imo. That's a different din of Kavod. Right? Yes, which means that really, Medina Velus, you don't have to do Kriya. We have a special halacha of Kavod Aviv Imo to let everybody know that he tore garments. I guess that the Baal Tashkas is overridden by the Kavod Aviv Imo, but it's not Medina Velus.
What? I remember now what I read about that thing, that why is it written here that Olchimachar is Hametel.
Right.
There's only two places where in Mitzvah Derabbanan you say that you go according to Kula. The other one is Maseches Brachas, who said Safek Brach Lekula.
Right.
Why does he have to say? Because there's a difference. In every other Rabbanan, you go according to Kula, but if you want to be Machmir, you're allowed to be.
He's not allowed to be.
In Brachas, let's say you don't remember. Did I make a Brach on this or didn't?
Right.
So you normally you go to Kula, you're not allowed to make.
Because you have a problem of saying Shem Hashem. That's
correct.
The right.
And the same thing here. If you decide, oh, Shmuel Hook, I heard, oh, my relative died a month ago, I'm going to say Shiva anyway, you're not allowed to.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's why it's, yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you sure the Kriya doesn't apply for Shiva and but covered the parents? No.
I'm not sure of anything. Like he just says lechavod aviv.
Right, that would be if it was after the shiva. Yeah. So after the shiva, you wouldn't have the clothing for avelus, so you would for a parent.
Correct. So because the kasha here was that you see here that they are doing kriya after
only
shiva.
Only because it's a parent.
But now saying only because it's a parent and it's not midin avelus and midin kavod. Okay. Tana rabbanan. You learned in a brisa. Kol ha'amor b'parshas kohanim she'kohen timalehen. Any relative listed in the parshas kohanim, I guess an emor, that a kohen is allowed to become tamei mace for them, avel misavel aleihem. Those are the same list of people that the avel can is supposed to be misavel on them. Okay, so the elohim, and what are they? Ishto, his wife, aviv, his father, the imo, his mother, achiv, I guess his brother, from his father, it seems to be, the achoso, right, and the sister, bino, a sister who's not married yet, bino ubito, his son and his daughter. So now the chachamim hosipu aleihem, they added to this achiv va'achoso habesula mi'imo, his brother and his non-married sister from his mother's side. Right, that was originally only for the father. Now it's even from the mother. They added to that, but in this case, the kohen is not metame to them because an achir from it's a kohen is not metame to his half brother from his mother's side. I guess she's only his half brother from his father's side. The chachamim added that they would be do niyug avelus for them as well, and they added ba'achoso nesua, his married sister. Okay, ben me aviv ben me imo. I guess they allowed to marry. I guess that's just. I guess they added it afterwards. It must have been afterwards. They added. Okay, in all situations.
Does it apply today also?
About what? The Cohen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought so.
Married sister?
Yeah. I don't think so. It doesn't. I think so. They added. I don't know. I don't think so.
So we can't become Tomei, basically.
Right. I don't think they can.
What?
You can't become Tomei for a married sister.
No. Of course. Of course. But I don't think they added that about sitting Shiva now. But I don't think the Cohen can become Tomei. I don't think so. Okay. The Gemara says, "Ukeshem shemis abel aleihem." Just like you have the nihugim avelus for these lists of relatives, kach mis abel ashnim shalahem. So to the secondary ones, which means like if any one of these that which would mean your grandson, your grandfather, something like that, one of these people that you sit shiva for, if they're sitting shiva, you'd also shniim shalahem.
Rambam says yes.
What?
Rambam says that you are coming mitamei for a married sister.
From his father's side. Okay.
That's what Rambam says.
Divi Rabbi Kiva. These are words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Eino Misabel, Ella al Ben Beno, Valavivimo. So Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, the only Karav Krovav that you have availus for, it would be your grandson and your grandfather. Chama say, Kol Shemis Abel Allah, Misabelimo. Chama say, whoever you have Shiva for, if they're sitting Shiva, you also sit Shiva. So it seems to be the Tanakama, which is Rabbi Kiva, and the Chachamim are the same thing. It says, Chachamim had a Tanakama. It says, Iko b'nayu, imo b'bayis. The difference is between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, if you know the Avelos, if you're just in the same house. He had the Amr Le, so basically it would be that according to Tanakama, you have to have Nigo Avelos on the Karov Krovov, even if you're not in the same house with them. According to Rabbi Kiva, according to the Chachamim, it would only be if you are with him. So it means not Hilchos Avelos, it's a Halacha in Kavod. Kiha, like we have, the Amar Leir of Rav Lechia Berei, Rav said to Chia, his son, V'chein Amar Leir of Huna L'Rabba Berei, Rav Huna says to Rabba, his son, Be'apa Noga Velos, so in front of her, I guess the wife is sitting Shiva, in front of her, have the Nihuge Velos, below ape, low tinagavilus. So when not near her, don't have it. So you're in the house, do the nihuge velus. If you go into Davin, I guess maybe you don't have nihuge velus when you go out. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another machlokas. Marukva shachiv le bar chamua. Marukva's, it sounds like his bar chamua.
Father-in-law.
Sorry?
Father-in-law.
Oh, the son-in-law.
Son of his father-in-law.
The son of his father-in-law.
His brother-in-law.
Yeah. Right, okay? His brother-in-law died, which means his wife is sitting Shiva. Right? I don't know why I just didn't say that. Right, so Mar Ukva Shachar Levar Chamua. Sarvel Mesav Alei Shiva Ushloshim. He thought that he would have to do Shiva Ushloshim with his wife. Al Rav Huna Gabei. So Rav Huna came to him and said, Ashachay, and saw that he was being Noeg Avelos. Amalei, he said to him, Tzudaina Bois Lemechal. Tzudaina is some sort of food that they gave to the Balaam. Why, you like this food so much? You want to eat this? Lo Amru, because in other words, why are you doing all these Nihugay Avelos? Lo Amru, he's supposed to do Nihugay Avelos, Lechvod Ishto. Ella, Lo Amru, Lechvod Ishto, Ella, Chamiv Chamoso. The only time he's supposed to sit with your wife is for your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, for her parents, not here for the case of her brother. Netanya, she learns a different brisa. Misha meis chami v'chomosa. If someone has the mother-in-law or the father-in-law is nifter, eino rashai lechovas ishtol yosko chelos. He can't force his wife to put on the makeup because she's sitting shiva uliyos posekas, and then to straighten her hair because she's an avel. So he can't force that. Ella, rather, what does he do? Kofa mitoso. He has to sympathize with her. He has to flip over his bed. Kofa mitoso. Vinoha gimo avelos. And vinoha avelos with her. Vichain he, also she, shemes chamiyo chomosa, who her father-in-law and mother-in-law dies. I mean, her husband is sitting shiva for a parent. Eino rashol yoskochelos posekes. She cannot put on the makeup and do her hair the typical way. Ella kofa mitoso. Vinoha gimo avelos. She flips over her bed and does avelos. See, from here, they do the nihug avelos only for the mother-in-law and father-in-law. V'tana idach, with another bright that says, af al pisha amru eino rush lekofas ishto, even though you can't force your wife to put on the makeup during her avelus, the yosko chelos yosposekes, the eves amru, really, they say, but nevertheless, even though she's sitting shiva, mozeges lo zakos, she has to pour him the cup, umatzelos lo mita, make the bed, umarchetz lo panov, and wash his face, yodav raglov, even during her avelus. So kashi adati, we seem to have two steers here. Initially, the first bright that says that you flip over the bed, right, you flip over the bed, and you know Avel is with her. And the second brisa says that the woman who is an Avel can, make his bed regular way, which means his bed is regular, which means he's not flipping over his bed. So El Alav Shmamina Kan Chami V'Chamoso. The brisa says that he flips over his bed. It's talking about where he's being, sympathizing because of the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. And Kan, the second brisa, which has his bed being regular, it's Be Shar Krovim. It's with the other Krovim, Shema Minah. So you see from here, just like we said before, that the only time you have the Niyog of Shiva and Shloshim for your relatives would be for the mother-in-law or the father-in-law. Tayin Amihachi, similar Brisa. Lo Amru Lichvod Ishto, Ela Chamiv Chamoso Bavad. For his wife, it's only before the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. We keep going.
Stop here?
Okay. Stop here.